The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once. And it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Truth of the matter is that all of the apostles would betray Jesus, wouldn't they? They'd all run away. Peter would betray Jesus three times. But only Judas Iscariot would betray Jesus all the way to the end. So just a little thought today now about the differences between Peter and Judas. Peter was always long on talk, short on action, wasn't he? Much in the showroom, little in the storeroom. A man whose basic philosophy of life was ready, shoot, aim. Always speaking before he knew what he meant. Peter was the one who out on the Sea of Galilee told Jesus he could come to him walking on the water just before he sank. Peter was the one who up on the mountain of the Transfiguration said, "Let's build three booths here and hang out for a while." Always speaking before he really knew what he was saying. So how much of a surprise is it when Peter says, "Master, I'll follow you all the way to the end. I'll lay down my life for you." Peter forgot his own weakness. Peter forgot that any of us can betray our deepest principles in a heartbeat. But whereas Peter buckled under pressure, Peter buckled under his own ignorance, Judas plotted deliberate malice. Judas' betrayal was much, much darker. Judas exemplifies the nature of evil. "I know it's wrong, I'm doing it anyway, and I'm not the slightest bit sorry for it." But the real difference between Judas and Peter now is what happens afterwards. After their sin, Peter turns back to Jesus in deepest sorrow. But Judas turns inward on himself in deepest despair. So we want to remember the difference between Peter and Judas this day, because truth of the matter is, we've all betrayed Jesus. We've betrayed Jesus like Peter has, out of weakness. And I'm sad to say that it's a very high probability that all of us here, I know your priest included, has betrayed Jesus out of deliberate malice. But what's important is what we do after we betray Jesus. If you forget your own weakness, please don't forget God's own strength in forgiveness. Because after Peter betrays Jesus and sees Jesus again, what does Jesus say to Peter? See, Peter? Told you so. Told you. You betray me? No. No. He makes Peter the head of the whole church. Which only goes to show that even when we desert the Lord never deserts us. Something to remember and something always to keep in your heart. There's a deliberate Old Testament parallel here in this gospel that after Judas took the morsel and left at once, St. John says, then it was night. Deliberate Old Testament parallel there. John loves to make Old Testament parallels because the last time in which the image of darkness prevailed back in the Old Testament was before the act of creation. Before God said, let there be light, there was darkness that covered the abyss. Well, here on this Holy Thursday night, darkness covers the abyss. And John lets us know it. But that's only because Jesus is about to create again. In his forgiveness, in his act of redemption, there's going to be a brand new creation, a new outpouring of light that God can overcome even the deepest darkness of sin. A little something to remember for you now here on Tuesday of Holy Week. Let's you and I lean on the Lord like St. John the Beloved did, so that his strength might flow through our weakness and that Christ might always be glorified in you. Amen.